Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we work hard to bring in players that we think are a good fit for this team and this organization. And so, and I don't think we've had a problem with the culture and the team. I mean, you know, if anything, we've had a pretty strong winning culture around here for a long time.
93.7 The Fan time is 4:04, brought to you by the all-new Ken Ganley Toyota. Shop online 24/7 at KenGanleyToyota.com. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, was in on the Art Rooney the Second conversation yesterday. And Ed, of all the things, and maybe you've seen this on your social media feed, of all the things Art said yesterday, the circus comment and the stuff about the culture of the team, I think, is getting the most reaction from the fans. What did you make of him saying, I think the circus stuff is nonsense?
Andrew, I just think he doesn't want to acknowledge that that there's a circus going on. And, you know, to do that, just to me, if the president of the team does that, maybe it just, I don't know, it's not a good look. So, you know, he's denying it, but I think we all know the drama that's gone on the last few years involving that team.
Do you think his head is in the sand, or do you think he believes it's there? He just doesn't want to say it.
I think he doesn't want to flame or fan the flames, if you will.
Okay.
Or flame the fans.
I was going to say it. I know it shouldn't be about fan service for him, but I do think that for a lot of people that follow this team, there's a certain element of gratification they would get if the team president and owner said, I see what you see. I'm very annoyed by it and frustrated by it, and I'm going to try to see to it that it stops.
Yeah, you know, the Steelers, through their history, have not done, have not made a lot of public displays of what they're going to do, to tell us what they're going to do, to acknowledge certain things. I thought he was honest in a lot of ways yesterday.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know that you can expect total forthcoming on everything involving all the questions we asked.
Ed, did you sense that there was visible, not even disappointment, but maybe even anger in terms of how this past season went?
In Art?
Yeah.
No, Art is very deliberate in his approach. He has always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I saw him Monday morning when the season ended. It was just before Jerry Dulac and I wrote the story on Antonio Brown skipping out. And I saw him walking in, and I said hello to him, but I was on the phone at the time, so I didn't have time to chat or anything. But I will tell you, he looked glum. That's a word I've used to describe how he looked that morning. And, you know, it's been a couple weeks now. And, you know, I think Art is a steady hand. I have a lot of appreciation for him and how he handles things. And, you know, he's not his father. His father wasn't his father. But the bashing of Art Rooney isn't the Art Rooney that I know.
Ed, not to say this then in a bashing way, but is he the sort of football man as far as sort of, not meddling, that's not the right word, but having a lot of input over the actual product on the field that his father was, you know, with what everyone talks about with Dan Rooney taking over in the 70s and kind of spearheading them to the run they went on?
Yeah, let's not put too much into the product on the field. I mean, they hire people to do that. The one big instance with Dan, and besides hiring coaches, The one big instance with Dan was when he steered Bill Cowher and Kevin Colbert toward Roethlisberger mm-hmm. rather than drafting that guard in 04.
Shane Andrews.
The big part they have is in who they retain. And I'm not saying they go into Art. Mike Tomlin goes into Art Rooney and says, who can we keep and who do we have to get rid of? But, you know, as far as coming up with the contracts, negotiating them, you know, Le'Veon Bell's a perfect example. I don't think they would have franchised him either time if Art didn't want to do that. But I'm also sure they wouldn't have wanted to, they wouldn't have franchised him if the coach didn't want to do that. So, you know, he puts, as his dad did, they hire people to do the jobs and they pretty much let them do it.
Mm-hmm. Ed, we've heard Art Rooney talk about Antonio Brown, and you described Art as a steady hand. Is he a man in your experience who, even if, and I know this is unlikely, Antonio Brown suddenly had an epiphany and said, you know what, I've acted like a real jerk for a while here, I'm sorry, and made some sort of sincere act of contrition, that Art would still be stung enough by what's already happened that he would be motivated to trade him because he would just feel like irreparable damage had been done to the relationship?
Well, as it's been said about Antonio Brown, he leads the league in apologies. You know, he would always apologize and throw in those fits and skipping out on that Monday this year, whatever. You know, he was a big apologizer. So I can't see it happening, but if he came out and returned his call and pleaded his, you know, got down on his knees, said how sorry he was, have a public, even a public confession, whatever it would take. I don't even know if that would do it, but that's probably what would have to at least happen.
Talking to our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, I'm going to give you a question that came from a listener. I don't know if it's quite as good as some of the ones you get in your Post-Gazette's chat, but what the hell. We'll give it a whirl here.
I'll tell you, it beats half of them right now, and I haven't heard it.
This listener wants to know, if it was only one incident with Antonio Brown, like Art Rooney said yesterday, then why does it seem like the owner is so inclined and so motivated to trade him?
No, that's a good question, because if it was just that one incident, look, I just wrote this. I don't know if it's online or not. I said that Art Rooney was very generous. If this is the last time Antonio Brown ever plays for the Steelers, Art Rooney was very generous in talking about him the other day. And that there could be three reasons for that. One, he is trying to enhance his trade value. Two, he is leaving that door open for him to come back. Or three, he's just telling the truth. I kind of don't believe three. It's too much. Just this year, too much has happened. But Art is also the one who called them, little annoyances, with the emphasis on little. And that happened after the Facebook Live stuff in the Kansas City locker room after the 2016 playoff. I don't think his coach thought that was a little annoyance. But together, these things have just piled up. And I don't want to say they enabled them, but they allowed them. And here we are.
Yeah.
And he has to be taking into account all this stuff. Because if it was just this one instance, I think they could get beyond it. If this was the only thing he had ever done to cause them grief, I think they somehow could get beyond this.
Ed, I want to switch things up and talk about Mike Tomlin. I'm going to tell you first how Chris and I took the comments about a contract extension.
Uh-huh.
I took those comments to mean it's not our first order of business because it's something that we do in the summer. And I looked at that quote and I said, this doesn't mean they're going to break from tradition or custom. They're just not going to talk about it or do it right now. But I looked at those comments, and Chris did too, and we thought, well, he's probably going to get a contract extension this summer. You were in the room. Tell us how you reacted to it.
Yeah, you're right in a sense, because many times they've announced contract extensions for their coaches in training camp, and I can see the press conferences. But the way he said it led me to believe that it's not necessarily going to get done. Now, you could take it like you guys did. It still could get done, and I believe it still could get done. But here's my thinking on it, and I thought a little harder than when I was on with Joe and Cook yesterday, and I said I thought they would do a contract extension. What's the number? You know, what are they going to pay him? Mike's going to want to raise. If you're going to do a new contract for 2 years, he's going to want to raise.
And the comeback I gave Chris on that, and Chris was like, yeah, I don't really have a good answer, is if they weren't ready to give Cowher a big raise after winning the Super Bowl,
right,
why would they give Tomlin a big raise right now?
Well, that was my next point. You know, is Mike going to ask for the moon? And is this a good time to give it to him? You're right about Cowher wanting more money than they were willing to give him after winning a Super Bowl, which just sounds crazy now. I don't know what the number was back then. Of course, coaches' salaries have just skyrocketed even since then. But I could see them waiting another year.
I would be more in favor of that, Ed, but that's neither here nor there. One thing that Art Rooney said, I think, to Bob Pompeiani, and said it like it was a done deal, like, of course we're going to do this, was an extension for Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he just pretty much said that to us, too.
Fair. Okay, so I would ask you this. What's the right number for Ben Roethlisberger? If he wants to be paid, if he sees what the Matt Staffords of the world are getting, and he wants that because he's miffed, you know, that the timing is such that he doesn't get that number, is that a good and fair number for him?
Well, the timing's never right as you go older. You know, I mean, you've made your money. He certainly has. You know, when he made his last contract, it was top of the line.
Mm-hmm. Is top of the line warranted here?
Top of the line in the league. I mean, he averaged sort of, what, $20 million a year? And at the time, that was the going rate. I would think Rodgers gets $33 million a year. I would think it'd be under 30 that he would agree to do as well. Now, here's the thing. We're talking about average per year. If you give him a five-year contract that averages $30 million a year and it's backloaded, that's a different kind of contract than if you're guaranteeing. So, you know, as Le'Veon Bell has instructed all of us, the real stuff is in the guarantees.
Yeah. Ed, this is going to be our last question for us. Thanks for coming on with us today, by the way.
Oh, sure. Snowing outside.
Yeah. So, Chris and I also were a little bit nonplussed on the replay game management question, because
right,
Rooney did say he's talked to Tomlin about it, but he also said, uh-huh, we're not going to designate someone as that full-time position like the Falcons did with Kyle Flood, or like David Tepper is talking about in Carolina, to get someone on their staff who has that sole responsibility. So how did you take that back and forth with Rooney yesterday?
Well, I've never thought you needed a full-time guy. I thought one of your assistants up in the booth that you trusted could just do it. What's he going to do the rest of the week? Practice? You know, practice his replay technique?
Well, it's not just replay, right? I mean, isn't it game management
timeouts,
stuff too? Timeouts, when to punt, when to go for it,
the two-point
conversion.
Well,
yeah,
if you're going to do that, if you're going to do time management, I think that guy needs to be on the field. So you're going to have maybe two different guys. That's two different areas,
okay,
I think we're talking
there's
about.
There's no salary cap for coaches.
Right, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, but I just don't, you know, it's not a full-time job. I agree totally. I mean, I always thought that's how they did it until Mike said, no, I go
my
look
gut
at the scoreboard. So
I guess if it's good enough for other teams, Ed, why not the Steelers?
Pardon me?
I guess if it's good enough for some teams like Sean McVay and Belichick, and a lot of people delegate, and I don't know if it's full-time there or not.
Like, I don't know
why
what Ernie Adams
Steelers
does,
yeah,
during the week, but
yeah,
that's what he does on game day.
Emerges from a coffin every Sunday.
Well, I agree totally that somebody should be up in the booth. But I don't know. They have like six coaches up there. God, it's awful how many. They have scouts and everything else. Why can't one of those guys be assigned, besides watching the game and everything else, and, you know, offered advice on what the corner's doing and this, that, and the other thing? Why can't he just look up at the screen? I could do that.
I'd love to offer my services.
I would love to see that.
I miss doing these interviews with you, Ed. But if I found out you were up there eating popcorn and telling Tomlin when the challenge replays, you'd become my personal hero.
Throw the flag.
I'd love you for
it. And I would say no more challenging the spot.
Yeah. I think you could do better.
We saw in the first week of the playoffs challenging the spot. Even when it's right, they don't correct it.
You could do better than
that. And that's not the officials. That's the guy in the NFL office.
Yeah. Ed, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy all the snow.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, fellas. I'll see you.
See you. Ed Bouchette.
Can you imagine Ed with Ed's authoritative voice? The voice he gives us when we ask a question isn't like, throw the flag.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.